now this update from the Canadian Press. It appears a top-level meeting could be in the works between Ottawa, the BC government, and the Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Chiefs. Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Carolyn Bennett appeared to leave the door open to that possibility as she and her BC counterpart went into a second day of meetings with the chief this morning in Smithers. With 2 hours left in the trading day, the Toronto stock market was down about 620 points, and the Dow Industrials were down 940 points. Some analysts say if COVID-19 becomes a global pandemic, the economic impact could be much worse, with the U.S. and other global economies falling into recession. Tim Hortons is facing allegations of running a fraudulent business scheme. A lawsuit by a group claiming to represent most U.S. franchisees alleges they are charged as much as 50% above what competitors pay for supplies like coffee, baking goods, meat, and paper products. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javeski.
All right, quick check in with the old hawk weather, folks. What do you think it's going to be, huh? You think it's going to change all that much? Yeah, we'll find out. Hey, for Saturday, -4, a few flurries, of course. Sunday, beginning of March, a little cloud, 3 degrees, not bad. Tonight, getting down to a little -9, got to watch that snow squall action that's happening. -5 right now with a wind chill, -14. Hey, it's the 3 o'clock portion of the hour. Oh, what's this? Hey, buddy, thanks again. What can we do about getting... Oh, okay, great. Well, My Flying Machine, Brandon just messaged me. Thank me for spinning the tunes. Well, you're welcome, sir. That's what we do here on the show. Yes, we do. Royal Seas, February 29th, they are performing this weekend at the Casbah. And Joe Bocek gave me a call, or actually I called him. And he explained to me earlier on a message, he goes, you know, I'm not really good with the whole promoting and talking about myself sort of thing. I went, you know what, we're just going to have a little chat. We're going to promote your new album. You worked on it, and we're going to tell people about your show. And we had an interview last night, and here it is. Enjoy. Welcome on the line right now, Joe Bocek from the Royal Seas. They'll be performing February 29th. It's their self-titled album release party at the Casbah. And also on the bill will be the Frantic Lullabies and the Pistolas. Joe, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for calling me there, Jamie.
Yeah. So tell me about the inception of the Royal Seas band. Now, from what I understand, you guys started back in like 2014. And you had a couple of indie releases before that, and you've been playing around doing the Southern Ontario tour of like everywhere from This Ain't Hollywood to Say What, and Lee's Palace in Toronto. What's the skinny on this new album that you're having that's coming out this weekend?
This new album is actually our first try at all of us writing collectively. It's almost like a Beatles situation, and I'm not comparing us to the Beatles, but everyone seems to have their own song and has brought it in, and then the rest of the guys in the band fulfill that song for that person.
Right.
Kind of like the Sloan model, same idea.
Okay. Hey, but so having said that, you said this is the first album where everyone's contributing to songwriting. Were you the primary songwriter to begin with?
Yeah, actually, Royal Seas came out of a solo project of mine back in 2009,
yeah,
where I decided I was going to write a roots rock album that sounded like Counting Crows and Tom Petty.
Right.
Which, as you've probably heard, we sound nothing like that. And what ended up happening was 3 years after I laid all the bed tracks down, I wiped everything out to the drums and decided I can't fake this. I'm not a roots rock guy. I'm going to just wear my influences on my sleeve, Simple Minds, Psychedelic Furs, everyone I loved when I was a kid. And I just ran around the studio, finished the album, playing almost every instrument on it. And I had some help from a good friend named Lee Lytle. He's no longer in the band. He moved away.
Right.
And we ended up writing some great stuff together. And, you know, to be honest, Royal Sea started with the goal just to release an album. And I had never sang in front of people in my life before. And our goal was to...
That's like, that to me, that sounds like arduous taking on your own part. To play every single thing and to put yourself out there.
Yeah, it was. It took me a while, and I mean, I'm no spring chicken. I'm in my 40s now, so I was late 30s when I did that. And I was other people's drummer and keyboard player for decades, but I just never, you know, had the willpower to go out there and do it on my own. And, you know, our goal with Royal Seas was just to do one open mic so I could say I sung in front of people, and then I would just quit music forever and get sucked into life. And here we are, you know, 6 years later.
6 years later. But now that you have with this third album, there must be there's two ways of looking at it. Like you just said that you had to like move out to be the front person and have that solo spotlight. You did it. But it must be a great feeling having everyone contribute to the Royal Seas now as far as songwriting goes, because it feels like you're more of a team, that you have people behind you supporting you when you're up doing up front.
Yeah, that's exactly true for what's happened with us. By the time that first album came out, I put a band together of just basically like hired gun type players. And we did a couple gigs at the Casbah here and there. We ended up at Lee's Palace. And next thing I know, on the second album, we had a bit of a lineup change. And then a couple people were co-writing with me, you know, we'll throw in a riff here, throw in a bass line here. And I was still at that point very control freakish, doing the Dave Grohl thing, still, you know, kind of correcting everybody. But, you know, by the time we got to this third album, I just let it go. And I learned something, that we sound better when it's a collective and absolute, you know, collection of everybody's ideas, and nobody is, you know, vetoing anything.
How was the recording process on this last album, or the latest album, I should say?
On the latest album, it was very piecemeal, just done one thing at a time. I produced it, recorded it, mixed it, and mastered it in my own studio. And, you know, we just, I don't think we were ever in the room at the same time, but we all got it done.
There you go. So you're performing February 29th with Frantic Lullabies and the Pistolas. How do you know these other bands?
Pistolas is actually an old high school sweetheart of mine, and I say that because it's actually a band I used to play drums in, and we just reunited. It's just a little fun side project for me. And it's where I get to rock out on the drums, which has always been a fun thing. So right. We get a chance to do that. And Frantic Lullabies, these guys are amazing. I mean, we're their biggest fans, and we played a zillion shows with them. And they're just amazing, an amazing mix of jazz, rock, and just, you know, like everything they do is just great. Okay?
Don't you feel it now?
us out down at the Casbah on February 29th with Frantic Lullabies and Bistolas, and Will Gillespie will be emceeing the night.
Redeem the Beat is a weekly Christian radio program that aims to shine a light in the greater Hamilton area. We feature great music that renews your faith and refreshes your soul, the verse of the week, and different features and guests. Renewal Radio that rocks. Sundays from 3 to 6 p.m. on Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's Alternative.
Subway is a porno. Pavement.
Interpol, New York City, and also before that you heard Sweet Disposition, The Temper Trap as well. Gunner here, 342 in change right now. And you also heard The Banquet as well from, oh my God, a helicopter. Yeah, it was a helicopter. Oh my God, what's wrong with my brain lately? I don't know. You know what it is, folks? I'll tell you what it is. I've been going full bore for like weeks and weeks and weeks now, doing like different things back and forth, that sort of thing. And my the one thing that I love, right? You pick the one thing that you love is and you do it that brings you joy. This is what I enjoy. I love sitting here. I love playing music. I love talking to people. And I love playing music for you and telling you stories and getting stories from you and sharing that kind of thing. So no matter what, all the other, I put up with like all the other stupid things in my life to do this, right? So the funny thing is that I've been going so hard lately that by the time I get to the thing that I really enjoy at around like 3:30 in the morning or 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm like, oh God, I'm dying over here. But that's okay, because you know what? I got some steep tea in the go, and then away you go. And then I meet some inspiring people, and then I pick it back up again. So there you go. Quick check-in with the old weather. Of course, it's minus 5 right now outside, and it's like minus 14. Going to get a little bit some snow squall action later on this evening. So, you know, just chill out when you're, like, as far as, like, don't be racing around in the car, that kind of thing. You're going to go out tonight, layer up, go enjoy yourself, but just be careful when you're on the roads, that kind of thing. You know, we want to have ourselves a good time, right? So there you go. What else is on deck, Gunner? 4 o'clock. Where am I at with the old schedule at 4 o'clock? We spoke to Dan Weiss at 2 o'clock. We spoke to Sam from Pleasurecraft at 2:30. We did the Royal Seas interview as well at 5. So 4 o'clock, we're going to get some requests, that kind of stuff. 5 o'clock, Patrick Coppolino and Manolo Zontano stop by. 6 o'clock, Dirty Rick. Those cats will be in here. We'll be yapping on one of their shows. And at 6:30, Nisa will be phoning in. And of course, she's performing tonight at This Ain't Hollywood. 905-575-1628 is the number to call if you got a request. Taking us into the top of the hour. What do we got here? Schmitty boy. Schmitty. Let's do some Davids. We'll start off some old school Sleep Tonight from All Good Children. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Oh, on the FM dial since 99. CIOY, 101.5 FM.
Let it all fall down. Every day.